Welcome to A Few Good Minutes, presented by Dreamfinders Homes. Brian Sexton, you all know, Teldon Smith. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good.
Good.
We've got three big topics here, and we'll start with talk.
Mm-hmm.
You have become a much more vocal leader, at least from the people on the outside looking in the locker room. I saw you on the sideline in Chicago. Was that just a matter of time? Is that who you are?
I would definitely say it's who I am, but at the same time, it's been earned. You know what I mean? It's not like I came in. I knew what I wanted to do, and I worked at it, and now that I had the respect of the guys, and they see, you know, where I am and the love I have for the game, what I'm willing to do for them, you know, I'm able to stand in front of them and speak.
It's interesting that you say it's earned, because in this league, if you're not playing well, it doesn't matter what you say, does it?
Not at all. A lot of times, in a lot of situations, players are looked at as trying to be in front of the media or trying to get attention and put it on themselves. So that's my biggest thing is that's for the birds. You know, my biggest concern is winning and making sure that I'm doing what I got to do. And if I got to help you do what you need to do, then that's what I'm going to do. Or if I got to tell you something, then that's what I'm going to do. So, and they receiving it.
On the sidelines in Chicago, I think it was the second quarter after their touchdown drive, you had the whole defense around you. You're a third-year player, but you had the most seasoned vet looking at you, paying attention. Did you think about what you were going to say, or did you speak just from the heart?
That was kind of a collective defensive idea to say, come on. And at the same time, in that situation, I did step up and say something, but it's just what needed to be said at that point, what we were going through on the field, eliminating the small mistakes, no penalties and stuff like that. And we were going to win the game. Just keep believing it. And if somebody say something to you, it's not out of anger. It's because they want to win and they love it.
Now it's on to Walk. You are having your best season. It is in a year that they draft a linebacker, right, in Miles Jack. That have anything to do with it at all? Does the extra motivation mean anything to you? Because they couldn't get the kid on the field. They can't get you off of it.
Now, never let me act like competition. I don't love it, you know, but that's just what it is. It's competition. I think it does bring out the best in anybody. But at the same time, I think it's just me growing and continuing to play at a high level on the field.
So you were going to play at this high of a level regardless this year.
Learning and being out there. Now, that just gave me extra motivation in other areas that pushed me and helped me in accountability standards of saying, okay, bet, like, you need to do this and things like that.
But tell people, as a pro, you have to embrace the guys that they bring into competition, too. I mean,
you have to embrace that, because if you don't, they're going to take your spot, you know what I mean? And that's what you have to understand, that just because, you know, I had a good season doesn't mean I'm cemented anywhere, you know what I mean? And that's no play in this league.
You had a play where you were on the backside on the screen that Cameron Meredith got 32 yards, and you chased that down. How many linebackers in the league can do that? Now, you're not a braggadocious guy.
Right.
There aren't many.
Right. You know, it's a couple out there that can do it, but, you know, I tell anybody, I'm the fastest linebacker in the league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We don't talk about being 218 pounds anymore, do we?
People bring it up. It's brought up, you know, like it just was, but at the same time, I think it's respected. You know what I mean? It's respected.
All right, final topic is Sunday. On Sunday, this franchise has a chance to be 3-3. I mean, we're not talking about 6-0, but 3-3 for the first time in 6 years, since 2010. All you've ever done in your career, whether it was out at Lowndes County or whether it was in Tallahassee, is win. Number one, how hard has it been for you to not win every week? And number two, how much will you appreciate being in a great position come Sunday night?
Honestly, it's crazy, because 3 years, I'm going on my third year now, and the amount of losses now, it seems crazy of how, you know, what I've been through, like you said, in my career. So, but at the same time, I don't think about that. You know what I mean? I think about how can we turn this situation around? Because in high school, had to do that. You know what I mean? We got to Florida State. It wasn't, you know, we didn't just come out winning like that. My junior year, that's when it really started to pick up. And then my senior year, we put everything together. So my mindset is, how can we do that here? You know what I'm talking about? What can we do right now to get that mindset? And I think that in itself is, you know, what makes me, gives me that edge to keep going.
I can sense it in the locker room, but that's just me, outsider.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me, is this team ready to go on a roll? Is it ready to start stacking wins?
See, it's something that we say around here that is you can anybody can be ready, but you must be prepared for the situations that's coming. And I think that is what this team is beginning to do, being prepared for the situations that we encounter. So if we keep doing that, you see the smile. You know what I mean? That says it all. That says it all. I appreciate it.
Thanks for making time for us today.
No problem.
We'll see you next week. You good news.